brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, strap yourselves in yet again. We always save the best for last, and it is Friday, the 27th day of January, 2012. Hard to believe that when we're back with you next week, we'll be into the second month of 2012. That's only 11 months left on planet Earth before we're all dead, because the Mayans, who couldn't even invent a wheel, said so. Actually, they were amazing mathematicians and had a very interesting culture. And took hallucinogens almost daily. Their leadership did. And actually, they didn't say that the world's going to end at 2012. That's when the age ends, they believe. But I don't put stock in superstition. But the establishment certainly does. And they're trying to start wars, bring in the New World Order, all of this. And using this as a self-fulfilling prophecy. 2012 and the rest of it. And the mainline Christian church is always saying it's the end of the world every 5 minutes. So everybody stands down. Imagine if our forebears always thought it was the end of the world and didn't get involved in fighting evil, where we'd be. All I know is it could be the end of the world next month. I doubt it. You know, Jesus Christ could come back tomorrow like a thief in the night. I'm still going to confront corruption because I can't control myself. I am compelled to do it. And not because I have some instinct of being a goody two-shoes and I'm so great and wonderful. It's because I can't stand evil, corrupt, control freak liars. I like to teach people how to do things. I like to build things. I like beautiful things. I like the good guys. I believe in humanity. And I see the corrupt manipulators for what they are, and they drive me crazy, and I don't like them. So that's why I do what I do. I feel violent towards evil people. I feel, quite frankly, hateful. But I do what I do because I love innocence. I was looking at my three-year-old daughter this morning with a ponytail up on the top of her head. I mean, just a spitting image of a doll. And sweeter than anything you can imagine. We've also got a puppy that runs around hissing and biting and making cute noises. I mean, it's like this planet is just covered with incredible stuff. Wonderful entities that I want to protect from injustice, from barbarism, from war. I don't like it. And I will fight fire with fire. And that's what we're doing here, my friends. We're not playing games. Okay. I'm already ranting. We've got two special news reports, one of which premiered last night on the Nightly News. But I'm going to give you a more concise, focused commentary on it when we come back. That's confirmed rendition center FEMA camps in the United States and the camps where they take you on the buses and the army trucks to then interrogate and send people for execution, send people for foreign interrogation and torture and re-education or domestic, or just those that they want to arrest with, quote, dissidents, so people think that they're actually a good guy to insert spies within the resistance. And there's some other subsets as well. It's also just scaring people into serving the system when they take them to the camps. So four different groups of people historically that are brought to the camps through the globalist interrogation methods that I have infiltrated and observed in Police Day 2000. You can see me get into the Marine Corps Interrogation Training Center, and the spokesman, the civilian spokesman, have been following me around all day, freaked out and said, don't video this. Get out of here. That's it. You're thrown out of here. Thrown out of the area of Oakland. They were doing the drills. Of course, I just had people reinserted as citizens getting tours of the drills later with cameras. You idiots. And got the footage. Anyways, side issue. And again, they're not idiots. They think the public's all dumbed down and mindless, so that's why they were so trusting. All right, we'll be right back. Big news coming up. Stay with us.
The There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Breaking report here that in the next 15 minutes, Kurt Nemo is going to have an article up on InfoWars.com dealing with the fact that FEMA camp, rendition, federal kidnapping hub sites have been identified. And, of course, not only have we identified a new site, and I've made some phone calls and done some checking at it, and indeed is some type of high security prisoner extraction holding facility at LAX, but it mirrors other facilities at Bergstrom International in Austin, the old Robert Mueller, Pier 57 in New York, all of it. I'm going to recap that and then get into these reports here in just a moment. But coming up in the second hour, author and researcher and former political prisoner, author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier, will be joining us. Then we have Dr. Stan Monteith. He'll be riding shotgun with us, with Bob Chapman during his weekly visit. Rarely does Monteith actually contact us and say, hey, I want to come on. He said he's talked to a CFR individual and has some big intel on the upcoming strike on Iran. Speaking of that, Iran is saying they're going to let the UN IAEA back in to inspect their nuclear sites Israel says that they're bluffing on attacks and will basically back off if pressure's continually put on them. That's in the New York Times and Jerusalem Post. Gold prices are soaring on Fed news and other factors. So they've announced they're going to start quantitative easing three. That means big-time inflation. There's also reports that GDP actually imploded in the last year, 1.2%, and that's even with cooked numbers. Also, they're spinning leaked video that shows Rand Paul wasn't basically irate at the facility, and that he was detained. It shows him in a cubicle with police around it, keeping him there, and the TSA's released a small clip of it, acting like that's the entirety of how long Rand Paul was there when he said it was close to 2 hours. And witnesses have said that. It's incredible how they will spin things. That is coming up as well. Obama accused of contempt of court in birther hearing. Secretary of State warns Obama, mishearing at your own peril. They are trying to make him show up for this hearing to prove his citizenship. We know he did have a fake Social Security number that was somebody else's out of Connecticut. We do know his files are sealed. We do know he went by other names. We do know his entire family was CIA. Continuing with some of that news, we'll be breaking that down with Obama and his car company that he's backed. With the battery-operated system is filing for bankruptcy. That was just basically a shell corporation that they used to pay off some of their political contributors. So that's all coming up today and a lot more. Also, there's a big manufactured controversy. Really, it's a jealousy issue by the king of the terrible dinosaur media, the globalist media, New York Times, more and more becoming a non-issue, just dwindling and shriveling up to nothing like a vampire that's hit by the sun at high noon. Conservatives criticized Drudge for anti-Gingrich assault. And all Drudge did the last 3 days was link to all of the major conservative sites, from the Washington Times to Forbes to, I mean, you name it, National Review, pointing out that Gingrich has been for open borders, carbon taxes, called for global government, all this stuff. I mean, that's who Newt Gingrich is. And so the New York Times is acting like conservatives are mad at the Drudge Report, when these aren't conservatives that are defending Newt Gingrich. I mean, it is ridiculous to claim that conservatives are defending Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is a joke. And let me get this straight. I don't like Mitt Romney. He's for carbon taxes. He's been for abortion in the past. He wrote Obamacare. He's a globalist big time. But he's not as evil as Newt Gingrich. I mean, Newt Gingrich is anti-family, anti-U.S. sovereignty, and has written articles that I've read on air calling for it, that the so-called conservatives that are attacking him, they're just more rhinos. Gingrich is so extreme that rhinos don't even like him. Okay? And so the New York Times claim, conservatives criticize Drudge for anti-Gingrich assault. Furious conservatives have taken to blogs and Twitter on Thursday to vent their ire against what they allege is conspiratorial dumping of twisted and manipulative negative attacks on Newt Gingrich. See, when you can think for yourself, it's called a conspiracy. It's called conspiracy theory. And it makes my head spin that this type of stuff goes on. Now, it has come out, it's been all over the news the last week, that almost all of Gingrich's Twitter responses, in fact, Aaron was showing me in the article, it was like 90-something percent. Guys, print 90%. I don't know the exact percent. It's 90-plus, but just say 90%. Type in fake Gingrich Twitter responses, and it'll pop up. That's the same thing with Romney. It's the same thing with all these guys, and it's come out that Romney and Gingrich, their crowds are almost completely paid for and fake, and when he doesn't have paid people, that then he has no one there for him, and then Ron Paul's this rock star. There's election fraud in South Carolina, folks. There was election fraud in Iowa. There's going to be election fraud in Florida. Ron Paul is the front runner. Every article I go to, I type in Ron Paul into a search engine a couple times a day. Every article is 5-1, 10-1, you name it, for Ron Paul in articles attacking him, in neutral articles, you name it. In articles that don't mention Ron Paul, they're about Mitt Romney and Gingrich, it's all Ron Paul supporters. I mean, it's a fraud. It's a hoax. Just like the New York Times is a hoax. The New York Times makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Last time I checked, it was like $500 million a year. And they still had a shortfall of hundreds of millions. And they have less visitors than the Drudge Report. And the Drudge Report probably makes $4 or $5 million a year. Again, it's a hoax. Infowars.com, dozens of times bigger than MSNBC.com. We make a fraction of what they do. Because when the global corporate sellout slug New World Order trash... Yeah, there it is. Report, Time Magazine. 92% of Newt Gingrich's Twitter followers aren't real. Anyways, there it is. So, the globalists tithe to the media. They know it's a failure. They know it doesn't make money. They know it's not popular. They pay for it so that there's at least an echo chamber of propaganda. I mean, how is that? How is it that Infowars.com, conservatively, last time I checked the metric, gets about 50-plus times the traffic of the Austin American Statesman, and the Austin American Statesman makes tens upon tens upon tens of millions of dollars? I think last time I checked, you know, it's grossing something like 50, 60 million a year. I forget. You can pull it up. It's like I forget if it's 90 or 92. It's 92% of his Twitter followers are fake. All I know is that I'm much bigger than a big giant building full of all these employees that no one reads, no one trusts, and no one listens to. But it's the emperor's new clothes. Everybody goes along with it that they're the biggest thing in the world, so everyone just bows down to it all day like it is. All right, I'm digressing here. I just read an article like this, and it is the discredited New York Times that is hanging on by its fingernails to any readership, any credibility, anything. And that's why they're going to try to shut down freedom on the web. That's why they're delisting InfoWars and Prison Planet from Google News. That's why they're censoring us on military bases and government buildings all over the world. They're censoring us, folks, because they're scared to death. They know we are absolutely on a tilted football field going uphill, getting touchdowns, beating them. So they just want to shut down the entire game, even though we're going uphill, dragging balls and chains behind us. They want to shut down the entire game and just flip the field straight up so we fall down into Hades, basically. We're going to skip this network break because I'm on a time schedule with three guests coming up, and I've got to get to both these special reports that we're about to cover. So I'm skipping this network break. Stations I know out there should not be going over this network break. I just eat this, and the network eats it. We re-air the ads later. I'm going to get to it in a minute. And if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek today, I'm going to list a bunch of new affiliates we've got. I didn't get to it yesterday. But, by the way, speaking of Drudge Report, our article's up there. Obama signs global internet treaty worse than SOPA. White House bypasses Senate to ink agreement that could allow Chinese companies to demand ISPs remove web content in U.S. with no legal oversight. Paul Watson's in China right now with his wife. That's why he was reading it in the Chinese papers and wrote this from China. Lo and behold, that same day, it came out, UK denotices to go worldwide. British government is already ordering Google, and Google's complying, we now learned for 2 years at least, to take down and delist websites in the United States that the British government doesn't like. Already happening. Already going on. Already taking place because they have to. The shriveled New York Times, MSNBC, and the rest of these pathetic dinosaurs are already extinct. They've already turned to ashes like that vampire at high noon and blown away. All they want to do now is take us down with them and shut us down because they're in total panic. That's why the White House regulations are back in the news saying shut down people that don't agree with them. Shut down websites that criticize electric cars. He was in the news 2 days ago saying that. I mean, you talk about Twilight Zone tyrant level control freak spasms and temper tantrums publicly. But these scum are in control. They've hijacked the country. So just because everybody knows they're a pack of lying crooks doesn't mean that we're not in deep trouble. Oh, it makes me want to throw up. And worse news out today, EU signs the ACTA, Global Internet Censorship Treaty. All the European countries have signed on. Japan signed on. They all love the censorship. It's here. Get ready. They're coming for us. Because they can't stand it. They can't stand the fact that they can't sit there and be arrogant media whores anymore and that no one wants to listen to them. Now, this is a breaking news report here. These are excerpts from my film Martial Law, my film Police State to the Takeover. That's from 2000. And from Martial Law 2005. Confirming that they have these FEMA-funded hubs and Sandpoint Naval Brig in Seattle where they put political protesters under FEMA's control. And then you tie that into the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And you tie that into all the admissions that they have these hubs at airports like they have here in Austin at the old Robert Mueller and at the new airport, Bergstrom. They have these holding hubs with porta-potties, cots, bolts, and chains in the floor to hold political dissidents. And this has been admitted for more than 13 years that we've known of. When Rob Dew, my reporter, he's suing right now. They're trying to settle with him, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, over arresting him for videotaping from a hilltop, them beating and arresting protesters. They took him to a military base. They had people getting off trucks with bags on their heads, and the police were all there with the military, set up with the computer terminals, running it all. So military bases, sports stadiums. In fact, that's in the news today about the sports stadiums. That's in the Miami newspaper. They want to put the homeless basically forcibly in the ballparks and stadiums. That's Miami Herald. So all of that's going on. You got urban warfare drills everywhere, and we get sent photos from LAX in an area, and we went and checked the Google Earth. I made some phone calls and confirmed it is an emergency center of the police and FEMA. That's all police that I've talked to know. And the word is it's going to be used to hold people, to take them out to the airfield and split up and break up different groups that are going to rendition centers, that are going to overseas torture camps, that are being taken to other federal facilities. So this is a rendition mothership area. So I want to go to this video report from past and present. It first starts out in 2004 in New York. Here it is.
We're in New York City, right here on the Hudson River. And this condemned former bus station where they stored the buses is being used to hold over 2,000 protesters. And they admit that they randomly set up fences and scoop up whole crowds of people and then take them here. And for over 3 days, they've not let people talk to lawyers, call out, talk to their families. Some have been released. Some have gone to the hospital with rashes over their entire bodies. This building is condemned. The city admits it. The bus union wouldn't allow them to use it years ago, so they turned it into an emergency police facility. It's full of asbestos, chemicals, oils from decades and decades and decades in this 70-year-old building. And the average stay for someone scooped up in there is over 24 hours. The city even admits that.
Many of the nearly 2,000 protesters arrested over the past few days have been taken to an old bus depot on Manhattan's West Side. But now the use of Pier 57 as a temporary holding facility is stirring up some controversy of its own. Protests are being held there to spotlight conditions. Some of those being detained say they're getting sick. There are reports of cramped conditions, rashes, chemical burns, and difficulty breathing.
We should call this facility what it is, and it's a concentration camp. It's the Pier 57 concentration camp.
The mayor has the nerve, and the police commissioner has the nerve to allow this to happen, to actually stick people in an oil-filled garage with asbestos.
across the nation at airports and old military bases. They're installing hangars and structures to intern the American people under military control. They're also integrating local police. You've already seen some of the evidence. But even the town where I live, Austin, Texas, is not immune from these activities. We're told that there is a holding facility here on the old Robert Mueller Municipal Airport, a hangar to hold people.
Uh-huh.
Have you been inside there?
No, not since they fixed it up. I haven't. I was there before they fixed it up.
How did they fix it up?
Well, you probably don't recognize it, but it's an abandoned hangar at the old airport just south 51st Street. Today and tomorrow, sheriff's employees are turning this place into a booking center and even a holding cell. Now, it really doesn't look like much, and okay, it's really not, but it is a perfect place to set up shop. Anyone arrested in the Travis County area during the New Year's Eve party for a Class C misdemeanor will be brought out here. Sheriff's officials tell me it's pretty primitive. Inmates will be fingerprinted and allowed two free phone calls. Then they'll be held here for about 4 hours, just enough time to sober up. Then they'll be released and expected to appear in court in the future. Only people who have ID on them will be brought out here, since they won't have the capability to run fingerprint checks, and they're mostly expecting people arrested for public intoxication down in the A2K and 6th Street areas. This temporary booking facility opens up for business tomorrow night. That's Thursday at 8 o'clock.
We're hoping to get staff acclimated to working in this environment starting tomorrow, with hopefully a low volume of arrests. So hopefully by come Friday night, everyone will know how the flow is going to work in here and be used to it.
The holding cell is surrounded by this chain link fence, and the fire marshal has told the sheriff's department that they can hold about 380 people in here, and the sheriff's deputies are ready for a busy night.
Anyone who got in their way was arrested and shipped to a FEMA center, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, in direct violation of Posse Comitatus, had Delta Force on the ground from day one of the demonstrations and protest, continually integrating the local state, county, and city police under federal command. This should be a giant red flag for any American concerned about their God-given rights and their freedom in this country.
At least 250, perhaps more, and those that have been taken into custody from the streets of downtown Seattle protesting for a variety of reasons. The World Trade Minister's here on their visit. You see them here with their hands pretty much cuffed behind their backs with those plastic sort of strap handcuffed apparatus. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. Remember, we told you about this story, dancing all the way in some cases. We told you about this story a couple of weeks ago. A number of the neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened just in case it was needed, and it has been. As we said, at least 250 arrests now, maybe more.
And we've seen 400 people arrested. The facility at Sandpoint, we're told, is full. We're told they did not create another one at Bowling Field. But they continue to arrest people, and they continue to crack down hard on the protesters this afternoon.
The worst thing is I finally saw something with my own eyes. It's one thing to talk about it, hear people talk about it on the radio, et cetera. I saw this with my own eyes at LAX, the Los Angeles airport. They've built a giant human holding pen. It's quite obvious what it's for. It's for processing people. This thing, they used to park all of our limousines and cars and buses at the eastern end of the north set of runways. There's two sets of runways at LAX. They used to park all of us at the eastern end of the north runway where the planes would land right over the top of us. They moved us all out of there this past summer, which I thought was strange. What I saw was when I pulled in there, and I was followed twice by the cops when I pulled in and I took pictures. This thing is, it's a holding pen. It could hold thousands of people. It's right next to the tarmac. There's no buildings, no nothing. It's like a 10 or 12-foot fence with a permanent concrete base around the base of it. And there's two sets of barbed wire on top facing in and out. So, there's fences like that all over out the airport area.
They actually have one of those at Bergstrom and at the old airport. And I first reported it was a secret holding pen. But the news said I was a conspiracy theorist, but that it was to hold people during civil unrest. So I'm bad for being right and breaking the news. I don't get an award. I'm bad because I'm right, and it's kooky not to like it.
What's going on at the old airport?
This is where the party could end up, Walt, if A2K and Y2K partiers do get out of hand.
These turnstiles, let me describe them.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to back it up. We're showing you reports from 12 years ago and yesterday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, I won't back down.
Okay, we've got a special report I shot and compiled with Aaron Dykes yesterday.
You can stand me up.
And I don't know how you describe their incredible lies. The only thing that isn't done is that I haven't titled this yet. TSA defines deception. The TSA are the world's biggest liars. And the world's biggest liar award goes to the TSA. I don't know what title to give it. I think we're going to air this piece and then give it a title and then put it on PrisonPlanet.tv and YouTube and post it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But, again, the piece you just heard is excerpts from a film I made in 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, a film I made in 2005, Martial Law. And it's the footage of FEMA running the military and police putting citizens in a FEMA camp in Seattle. FEMA ran setting up these same detainment facilities at the airports here in Austin. They're still there. And then sold it like, well, it's pretty rioting during, you know, Mardi Gras or during the New Year. They just sit there. But it was cops that told me about it. I knew about it before it was on the news. And then we have this new report and the photos that we're showing on the radio, but we have the eyewitness there and we've done some research. It is indeed a high security area and is built on to the flight path so that they can just put people on board the aircraft. Bar facing in and out, turnstiles that are one-way, prison style, places for buses to pull in, ultra super creepy. And clearly a rendition center. So breaking, FEMA camp rendition hubs discovered, past and present. I just played you newscasts where they're saying FEMA's running, putting the citizens in the naval brig. And what does the Emergency Centers Act say from last year? They tried to pass. They tried to just legalize what's already there in the bill, that they'll use the old military bases, brigs, under FEMA to hold people during emergencies and civil unrest. What are they saying in the Miami Herald? Let's put all the homeless people in the sports stadiums. What did I tell you was coming during the economic collapse? It's all, this has been done in other countries. I've watched the congressional hearings on it. I've read the Emergency Centers Act. I've read the Military Commissions Act. I've read the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, declassified in 97 by Clinton. They had U.S. prisoners in secret prisons run by the military. Regular U.S. prisoners for decades before Bill Clinton declassified it. There's real camps already. And you can't get the corporate dinosaur media to cover it. They're now saying it's a conspiracy theory that Drudge is linking to articles showing that Newt Gingrich isn't conservative. That's mind control. If you say lemon pie is lemon pie, they go conspiracy. If you say milk is white, they say conspiracy. You say sky is blue. You have all the documents about FEMA camps. And they're building the hubs everywhere, and they look at you and say it's a conspiracy theory. They talk to you like you're an idiot. They're still saying there's no world government as it's being announced. Let's go back to the end of the piece. This is going on right now at LAX. Here it is. Brand new
turnstiles. Let me describe them, because you could say, well, it's part of an airport. No, these things are, these are those big tubular steel turnstiles. They go in. They don't come back out. There's no way to get back out. There's four sets of them. So there's like 16 turnstiles that go into this thing. And it's like the size of 3 football fields. You could get thousands of people. The thing about it that proves what it is, it's because there's a, on the fence that goes to the, onto the tarmac. It goes straight onto the airport tarmac where, you know, what kind of security is that? They put a big black gate in that you could pull trucks, buses, whatever into this holding pen. So it's built to move lots of people quickly into this pen and then move them onto the tarmac. Now, what is that for? You know, except to move people and put them on the aircraft.
No, that's like the Oklahoma City Federal Processing Center. This is actually okay, all in the emergency centers established. You can watch the rest of the report at Infowars.com. It's in the article by Kurt Nimmo that just went up minutes ago. FEMA camp rendition hubs discovered. We're going to Twitter this out as well. Please retweet it. Get this article out to everyone you know, please. And in it, we've got KBR putting out the contracts to man the FEMA camps and admitting it's for civil unrest, the barbed wire, the stockades. It's all there. It's all proven in this article by Nimmo with the video that this is a long-term program. I got to get Kurt to add the part about it. They want to put the homeless in sports stadiums and lock them up at night for their own safety. That's already happening in California and Sacramento. I sent reporters there 2 years ago on that. Now, shifting gears into another big report that we're premiering here on the radio and to those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, this new special report breaks down just some of the lies of the incredibly manipulative and deceptive TSA. Here it is.
You to go places in half the time it takes to travel by car. For some trips, it'll be faster than flying, without the pat-down.
It's the sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11 in places like airports and now here at the bus station.
Specific, credible, recent threats that are causing what some believe to be these invasive screening tactics.
Robin, we know the threats are real, and we have seen this latest information coming out of Al-Qaeda and Arabian Peninsula.
Remind Americans why we now check our liquids. It's because a mother was willing to blow up the baby and the entire plane.
Right.
with the liquids.
Right.
The Department of Homeland Security has not been forthcoming with the public about the true extent of radiation risk.
Advanced imaging technology would not have discovered the type of bomb that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab had secreted in his underwear.
Well, I think reasonable people may disagree on that.
We are not retaining, we are not keeping, they're not designed for that at all.
The TSA is reiterating today that although its machines can store images when they're being tested, quote, all functionality to store, export, or print images is disabled.
Throughout history and in every culture, there is a basic precept of law. That if someone has been caught lying before...
What's the difference between lying and misleading Congress?
It all has to do with your state of mind and whether or not you had the requisite intent to come up with something that can be considered perjury or a lie.
You should not believe anything else that they tell you.
It would not apply to those who are here illegally. It's not true.
And when someone has been confirmed... to be a congenital or serial liar, you are a fool to believe anything they say.
It has been months, and you tell me that you're not, you weren't doing it because of an IG investigation. Let's go through a few questions here, Madam.
Well,
Let me finish my question.
Ahead, that insinuation is not accurate.
You know about the TSA and their penchant for molesting children, raping women in parking lots, robbing luggage, stealing cash out of wallets, beating people up, and then lying about them. You know about their penchant for child porn and the incredible statistical analysis that we've seen that they are predisposed to engage in crime. No kidding. Who else wants a job groping men, women, and children all day and making old ladies who can't walk crawl out of wheelchairs and ripping colostomy bags off of people's sides? Who else wants to abuse people all day but criminals and control freaks? But in this report, I want to look at just some of their lies because they're constantly lying. And the prostitute traitor stream media that serves the globalist and these brown shirts of the federal takeover need to all be called on the carpet. Now, let's just look at the latest lie that came out today. The Tennessean newspaper reports Nashville airport video doesn't show irate Senator Rand Paul. And they link to the video, and there is Paul being completely calm with the police. They're now also having to admit that he was detained for more than an hour and a half, as he said he was, which under common law is a custodial arrest. So there you have it. Within minutes of this being put out by Ron Paul on his Twitter, the New York Times talked to the TSA and said he wasn't even stopped for 5 minutes. He's a liar, and he was irate. And the police put in their report, part of this culture of lying, that he was irate. All lies by a group of people that lie and lie and lie some more. And then, of course, lie some more. And we have the White House siding with the TSA. We have Rush Limbaugh coming out and saying, oh, his dad's like a Muslim terrorist. You know, let start the groping. You know, after all, he flies on private jets. But let's look at some of the TSA lies that affect us all. Radiation. They've had studies back in the late 1990s from these same systems. That's why they weren't deployed all over the world. These things have been around for decades, that they're massively linked to different types of cancer. So John Hopkins and many other prestigious universities come out and put out reports the last few years saying, our studies show this stuff can give you cancer. I mean, the scans are so powerful, you can see the skeleton bones in the fingers. I mean, it's high powered. And all these studies come out. So the TSA comes out and says, Johns Hopkins says it's totally safe. And the head of Johns Hopkins Radiology Department comes out and says, our study actually says the opposite. And the TSA doesn't correct their mistake because it's not a mistake. They are a pack of criminal, out of control, 10th Amendment violating and 4th Amendment violating goons who are now setting up checkpoints on the highways of America. And that's why the feds don't care how much anger or how many tens of billions in tourism the TSA destroys from foreigners that won't come here and Americans like myself that won't travel because I won't have my family groped. Because they're getting ready to be all over the United States. They're going to hire your local police, it's been announced. They're going to run checkpoints, mobile vans. It's already happening. So you think you're just not going to fly and get away with this? Oh, sorry. There's plenty of people that couldn't hold a job at McDonald's that are going to be officer and agent TSA. And your wife's in deep trouble. And your children, they're in even deeper trouble. Psychologists have come out and pointed out that the TSA groping of children is actually training them that when pedophiles touch them to test and see if they've been acclimated for rape, that they will submit to the touching and not say no. And what's the TSA say? They say, we don't think that's the case. And again, a lot of the public can say everything's okay and claim, despite the fact that there are hundreds of videos and photos showing them taking babies' diapers off and going in the pants of small children, they come out and say over and over again for 3 years, we do not go in the clothes or even through the clothes and touch genitals of under 12. And then hundreds of videos come out and they say, okay, we're going to stop. Last time they said that was in November of 2010. And continued it over and over again and said again, we won't do it. Continued it. Lying, lying, lying. First they say it's not groping and sexual assault. Then they say they're not doing it. Then they say they're going to stop doing it and continue it over and over again. Lying about radiation. Lying about groping. Lying about the sexual assault. Lying about the statistics on how many of their people are caught engaged in every crime you can imagine. But then you see bizarre statements on the TSA blog and in their press releases saying there's hardly any complaints. Why? Hardly anyone is against this. And we only pat down 2%, which is a total lie. I fly all the time. I'm forced to as a journalist. I fly a lot. My crew flies a lot. And in hundreds of flights total, we've estimated that at least a third of the people where we fly are groped, including most people who are put through the naked body scanners. So they're lying to you about radiation. They're lying to you about groping and sexual assault. They're lying and saying they're going to stop doing it to children. Or they say they never did it to children. Or they say they didn't go in the pants of Miss USA. And then she goes and gets the video and they admit they did it. But let's continue. A few months ago, a whole bunch of 85 and 90-year-old women, many of which couldn't even get out of their wheelchairs, started reporting that they were taken behind closed doors and made to take all their clothes off. And the TSA came out and said, you're lying, we don't do that. And then so many people went public that they said, well, we do take you behind closed doors and take your clothes off. We don't call it a strip search. And then even in their apology, the women who've been assaulted by them say it's all lies. I mean, it's lies within lies within lies within lies. But what do you expect from a federal brown shirt goon force meant to dog train us and break our will to basically live like maximum security prisoners? They're coming to malls, highway checkpoints, they're already there, sporting games. We're all being trained to have government put their hands on us, and TSA is now training for forced inoculation. Federal grants to local police, they're training them for forced inoculation. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're lying to the American people, because we're seen as an enemy, and you lie to an enemy in warfare. This is a foreign banking cartel occupying the United States, and the TSA is their shock troops to bureaucratically go out there and train us to accept this. In just the last week, Homeland Security has come out and said, we're not just about terror. We're going to hire your local police. We're going to certify who can get jobs anywhere. We're going to set up checkpoints in your town. We're going to have spies all over Twitter and Facebook. We're going to have citizen spies on the ground recording what you say politically. They are recreating classical, hardcore despotism. This is 200-proof evil. This is certified as bad as it gets. It's conscious takeover. Oh, and also they said that the machines could not physically hold images.
The machines are not set to store images. They're not set to transmit images.
And then we got the manuals sent to us by insiders that said that when they test the machines, they look to see if they can see the genitals, and that that is the marker they look for to make sure that the machine is tuned right, and that indeed all the images are saved, not just at airports but at courthouses, and have been leaked and shared. And they pin them up on the wall, and when they see a good-looking woman that's come out, they put them through them. So they lied about saving the images. There have been cases in England where they come up to famous film stars and ask them to sign scans of their own genitals. This is really happening. And, of course, it's a bunch of abusers that are willing to take these jobs. Remember that basic precept in law, that if someone's been caught lying before, don't believe anything they say, and they're criminals. What do they say about the devil? He's the father of lies. Whether you believe in the devil or not, this is a devilish attribute that we're seeing. This is tyranny. Why do we just accept when government lies about Rand Paul and says that he was irate and wasn't detained? Both lies. Why do we not get upset about that? Why do we trust people that act like this? The truth is, more and more Americans are awake. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The system knows we're waking up to them. So now they're taking the velvet glove off the iron fist and just going with the iron fist. It is time to reawaken the spirit of 1776. It is time to recognize it is criminal when the TSA violates the 10th and 9th Amendment and operates in our states. But it's even more criminal when they grope our children, our wives, and our husbands, and harass our old people and make cancer patients get out of wheelchairs that can't walk and make passengers help get them out of their chair. This is assault, and it's criminal. It's sexual and physical assault. But it's also criminal when we put up with it. We become cowardly accomplices to these scum. The TSA takeover of America has unified the people. And so have a lot of other issues. And the system knows that their attempt to break our will is backfiring. Get this key report out to everyone you know. The future of our republic and the world depends on it, because this corporate tyranny is being exported. Absolutely. We'll be right back. This corporate tyranny is being exported.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, that's an extremely powerful piece that Aaron Dykes stayed up all night to get ready. I told him, I said, Aaron, we shot the video, we've done the research the last 2 days about their lies. I said, Just take your time getting it done. And, of course, he was leaving this morning as I got here. So he'd been up working for more than 24 hours to put that together. And I'm giving it a name right now. I got to decide here during the next break. I couldn't come to a, what do we say that's accurate about the video and gets people to watch it? You know, secrets of the TSA exposed, what the TSA doesn't want you to know. The TSA are world champion liars. I don't know what you call it. By the way, last time we were up in Maine interviewing Charlotte Isabey a year ago for her Skull and Bones expose, it's on prisonplanet.tv. She gave me this, and I've always meant to show it to people. This is cool. If I had like a man cave at home, which I don't, I mean, I have my little office, but everything's overrun by my children. My office is in my bedroom. I have a little desk, but you know, the whole house is decorated by my wife, and it's great. It's nice. It's just you can. It's a chick pad. I don't think that this would fit in very nicely. Maybe I'm just gonna like in one area of the bedroom just start like putting moose heads and Ron Paul license plates. If you're a radio listener, I have a Ron Paul Maine license plate. Man, Maine's got a nice license plate too. I like that. It's got a little. Got a little birdie right there. Got a little, he's sitting there on top of a pine cone on an evergreen. It says vacation land. I tell you, I like pine cones and I like the woods. Makes you want to go hunting or fishing. Of course, to get up there, I'd probably have to have a bunch of potbelly perverts grab my genitals and put me in a microwave oven and then act like I'm the crazy person for not liking it. And they might rob my bags. You know, I did have TSA rob my bags. Flying back from New York, in 2005? One of my daughters was newborn, been a couple months old, and I thought, you know, instead of a plastic rattle, I'll go to Tiffany's. They were like 50, 60, 70 bucks a piece. I'll get her a rattle and some teething rings and stuff, and they only stole one of the things I bought. They unwrapped the little boxes from Tiffany's, and they stole what they wanted. And even put the note in there that they'd been in there. But I'm supposed to like being robbed by the government. I mean, they do it anyways. You know, I can't tell you how crazy it is that I've talked to people and seen confirmed cases where they harass small businesses and companies, even when you pay them what you're supposed to pay the IRS. It's all nebulous so they can rob you. And they'll call people in. This happened to my dad when I was a teenager. Called him in, and he said, I've given you all the receipts, all the facts. You're wanting all these penalties and interest. I don't owe this. And they said, Mr. Jones, we're white-collar criminals. You'll pay us what we want, or we're going to charge you, and you're going to go to jail. It's only Mitt Romney and people that don't pay taxes and Warren Buffett. And we need to stop being chumps in this country. And all you liberal Democrats need to get that fact. There's no free ride. The globalists get most of the money in corporate welfare. Big government's not our friend. Ron Paul's right. The founding fathers are right. Common sense is right. Speaking of Charlotte Isabey, we've got her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is back in print after a year out of print, but it's a new, revised, and updated, abridged edition, only 500 pages full of documents. Infowars.com. Get it out to every educator you know. And coming up, let's get him on right now. Bloodlines, the Illuminati author. We got the book, aplenty, available at Infowars.com, and it's powerful. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.